Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Phil Koufadakis, who is the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix. I think you have 8 locations, don't you?
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit more. I think you primarily service the retail market?
Yes, absolutely. We're predominantly retail, and the company's been around. This is our 65th year in business, and the forefathers of this company did a fantastic job of building a tremendous brand. So we're just fortunate to be those brand stewards that are left.
So you're the leader of the organization?
Yeah, you could call me the chief cook and bottle washer at the end of the day, but I got a lot of help and a lot of great people in the company.
And how many years have you been a member of the NFA?
I believe this is our 3rd or 4th year in, and it's been absolutely awesome. Everything I could have hoped.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you, we talked to a lot of different retailers, and I've always watched you as kind of being the poster child around web promotion. As the different options for promoting your business at retail have evolved, you've always been out front with web promotion.
I think it's more about web presence than even promotion. I think, you know, we're all consumers today, and I'm a consumer, and when we need something, we go to the web to find information. And so we type in words, we type in phrases, we type in whatever, but that's our starting point, and you need to have a great presence to be a part of that equation when the customer's out looking for flooring.
Yeah, we've all heard the statistics that the consumer now, roughly 70 or 80% of them, when they're in the mood to buy flooring, you know, they're in and out of the business maybe once every 5 years, but they start on the web, and you realize that, and so you spend a sizable amount of effort. Actually, you partner with Creating Your Space in this effort, right?
Yeah, I believe I was Creating Your Space's first customer on the retail side. They'd been in the builder business only predominantly before and saw a need to expand their business, and I needed some help in terms of building our website. It was an absolute perfect marriage, and it is. It's a lot of effort. It's even more effort than it is dollars at the end of the day, and you've got to stay committed to it because your return on investment is not what you might see as a typical advertisement, but it is probably the greatest advertisement you can have today.
So how much do you do now in the Yellow Pages?
I actually eliminated all of my Yellow Pages except what was free. No more ads, no more, you know, special listings, just a regular line listing. And look, I mean, I guess if you're single, if that's the only thing you do all year long, the Yellow Pages may be okay. And if you're in certain types of businesses, that may be okay. But, you know, fast and furious, the Yellow Pages are becoming obsolete, and we don't want any part of it any longer.
Along the lines of search engine optimization, which for many people know this, but this is the area where you actually work on getting organically ranked. In other words, when they search a keyword, you want to make sure that you come up under the organic listing, which means you're not paying per click. You're actually coming up on page one, and you actually make a lot of effort in making sure you're there. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the one thing about the web is if you're not on page one, you might as well be in the Yellow Pages, because at the end of the day, you know, I think the statistics are maybe 12 or 14% of the people actually go to page two, but I don't even think it's that much. And so you've got to really work hard to make sure that whatever it is, you show up on page one. And that is really an effort. There's certainly dollars involved in doing it, but it's predominantly an effort in making sure that you've got all the right phrases and keywords. And it is a lifelong ambition. And with CYS's help, you know, we've been able to effectively do that. But you need both the SEM and the SEO. You know, a little pay-per-click every now and then doesn't hurt anybody, and I believe it actually probably helps you with Google and your natural search.
So explain those two initials that you threw out there, if you don't mind.
Well, SEM is search engine marketing, which means basically what most people would see as pay-per-click. So you buy a word, your online ad shows up, and then when somebody clicks on it, you pay for it. And SEO is search engine optimization, which is you optimize your site so that you come up in the natural search. And that's really, as the consumer becomes more and more savvy over the course of time, they know where the paid search is, and they know where the kind of free search is, if you will. And so you got to have good placement everywhere.
And when it comes to traditional media, you also spend some money there. You still do, I believe, newspaper and TV. You measure the results of it all.
Yeah, I mean, you try to as much as possible. I mean, you know, the advertising business is a tough business because I don't remember who it was exactly, but somebody said 50% of it works, 50% of it doesn't, and good luck figuring out which 50% is which. And I think you try to measure it as much as possible. We certainly measure it through traffic in the stores. We measure it through conversations with customers. We get feedback from the sales staff as to where the customer heard about us, and that's for every single media that we may touch and use to drive traffic to the stores.
When people start talking about web promotion, one of the first things that people want to know about is, you know, where should I spend my effort? Definitely, you're saying you've got to have a web presence. You've got to have a website that works. Your web presence, you have to be able to allow the consumer to go in and actually be able to visualize her space with your products. And you have solutions in that area, right?
first off, you want your web presence to be your face to the customer, much like your showroom is when they walk in, and you want the two to be pretty synergistic in the sense that if you have a great-looking website and a horrible-looking store, that's a problem, and the same is for the converse. If you have a horrible website, nobody will ever get to the store, and then, you know, once they get to the site, I mean, our key component was to keep them engaged, and, you know, one of our biggest engagement tools is our virtual room designer, where we keep a kind of an online catalog of products in every surface, and customers can then drag and drop them into rooms and see how taking a specific room can change when you put hardwood in or carpet in or tile in. And, you know, we have some stock rooms online that they can use, or if they want, they can just take a picture of the room they're looking to refloor, if you will, and email it to us, and we will have it transformed, if you will, so they can use it with any of our products in our catalog. And so, you know, if you look at the big picture, ultimately they can show up at the showroom with their room, with their product, and say, this is what I want. Doesn't always work that way exactly, but it certainly gives the customer a head start.
One last question, Phil. Where does social media fit into all this?
God, it's a big nebulous target that it's hard to really wrap your hands around what the effect is. I think you certainly need to be there, and you certainly need to have a presence. It is a full-time presence. It is also a lot of effort there because you have to continue to post. It's a little different than traditional advertising because you don't really want to be an ad. You want to be more of a resource. And that business continues to grow, and that model continues to grow, and there's more and more people on it every day. So I think it's much like the web. You have to have some kind of presence. You have to make some kind of an effort so that people can find you. You know, I'm not sure how effective it has been for a business like ours at this point, but we certainly are out there making a few posts and a few tweets every now and then.
Actually, you know, some people say Facebook's the third largest country. I always roll my eyes when I hear that, but I think the verdict's not in yet on that. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say that the verdict is not in as it relates to how people shop or find product. You know, they get recommendations accordingly, but there's a lot of those websites out there where people can and see reviews by other people and things like that. So I'm not sure what the impact of a Twitter is on a flooring business. You know, certainly it can have an impact if you're looking for a Pizza Hut and a discount coupon real quick, but I think our business is a little more well thought out than just in time.
If you were giving advice to other retailers out there around what they should be doing on the web, is there anything we haven't covered you think they should do?
No, it's a little presumptuous of me to give advice, but frankly, the only thing that I always say is make sure that you have a great website, and make sure that you have a presence, and make sure that you're doing everything you can, because that is more and more than ever before the first place that people are going, even before they ever step foot in your showroom. It's be there and be there often.
Okay, great, Phil. Again, we've been talking to Phil Koufadakis, who is the owner of Baker Brothers in Phoenix with 8 locations, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.